It's 61 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on the commodity markets this morning as we hear from Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing well. Things were a little mixed out there yesterday, Bill. What are we seeing so far today?
Well, kind of the same thing. We're kind of mixed here this morning. We got corn down, December corn about 3 cents, 3.26 and a quarter. November beans are at 9.55 and a half. That's up 5 and a quarter. And December wheat is at 3.94 and a quarter. That's down 4 and three quarters. For the week at the levels that we're at right now, we're down about 10 cents on the corn, 3 cents on the soybeans for the week, and about 9 cents for the wheat here for the week. So, you know, we're in the middle of harvest. We're seeing pressure on the prices. There was some talk about China possibly approving some export, I think it was 2 million metric tons of corn for exports this morning. That's pressuring the corn. The big news today, though, of course, is we have the stocks report out at 11 o'clock, the USDA stocks report. They'll tell us what, how much grain we had on hand as of September 1st. And the trade estimates on that are basically on corn, they're expecting to be right there where the USDA had estimated it in earlier in September at 1.75 billion bushels on corn. On beans, the trade's kind of looking at 200 million bushels average guess, which is up about 10 million from where the trade was looking earlier in September. So that has some volatility associated with it in past years, but when your stocks are tighter, you typically see more volatility. Don't expect to see any big surprises there, but you never know. China is on holiday this coming week. We did see some sales of beans to China this morning, about 118 million metric ton to China and 198 million metric ton to unknown. So we continue to make good export sales, good demand on the beans. As I said, there is some discouragement from the standpoint they may be looking at exporting some corn. I guess what I could see here today, historically we see typically between now and middle of October is typically when you kind of put the harvest lows in seasonally, and if we would see a bearish report come out today, that might be indicating that, you know, we're pushing towards those harvest lows. Might be an opportunity if you made some sales to come back in and re-own some stuff if you want to. So other than that pretty much covers everything. The outside markets are pretty quiet, not much going on there.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot for that report.
Yep, thank you.
Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign joining us this morning on this Friday, 61 degrees at 8:59. And again, thank you to all of our friends of WIOL who helped us get over our fundraising goal this fall of $125,000. Hit that mark this morning thanks to your help. In your forecast today, showers likely, isolated thunderstorms possible this afternoon with a high of 67 degrees. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow, a 50% chance of showers and a low of 55 degrees. Mostly cloudy for the day tomorrow, a chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms with a high of 68 degrees. Lots of cloud cover throughout our listening area. Bloomington reporting rain and 59 degrees. Also, apparently some rain falling in Danville with a temperature of 59 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.